website. More sport in an hour's time.
Getting you home, Ed Dawes on BBC Radio Derby.
Lots of sport. The whole programme is sport, and quite frankly, I love it. Let's talk about the Olympics again. The problems with security and organisation in venues at the London 2012 Games have been much publicised recently. One of the most complained about venues has been Old Trafford, surprisingly, with many complaining of having to queue up for an hour to get food or drink, or even just to get in, resulting in many missing sections of the games. Our reporter Pete Linney was at the Team GB game on Friday. That's the football match. Pete, what was your experience of, going to the stadium?
To be honest, Ed, it was just a complete shambles. It took some people up to an hour just to get into the stadium. My brother arrived about 10 minutes before the first half kicked off, and he didn't actually manage to get in until the half-time whistle went. The security was way over the top. You had to empty a bag, every single item, into a see-through bag, which meant it took ages to get into the stadium, and the queues at the bars and cash machines was just as bad. And some people have reported that it took over an hour just to get a drink, and the food sold out at 7 o'clock. That's an hour before the Team GB game even kicked off. None of the stewards really knew what they were doing, and they didn't really seem to have any direction or know where to send anyone.
That's crazy, isn't it? Because Old Trafford hosts these international Champions League matches, rugby league, massive events all the time. You'd think that they'd got their heads screwed on for this. Old Trafford, of course, hosts another game tonight. Have the organisers hinted at any improvements on the situation?
Well, I spoke to the press department at Old Trafford, and they've refused to comment on it, saying it was nothing to do with them and all the organisation has been down to LOCOG. However, LOCOG have recognised the problems and have said that at no point was the security of the stadium compromised. However, they did go on to say that they have replaced G4S, who have been running the venue during the games, with CES, who run Old Trafford on regular match days, and they do all the games that you were talking about. The new security team will be in place tonight for the game between USA and North Korea. They went on to say that we thought the best course of action was to bring in CES, who know the ground inside and out, and are tried and tested. The switch has been seamless, and they have been great to work with.
They will say that, won't they? So, if you're going to the game tonight, many people will be, of course. They should be okay.
The regular security team are in place now, so it should run like a regular Manchester United match day, and there shouldn't be any real problems. However, there won't be problems in terms of getting around the stadium and getting in, but there might still be problems with food stalls and cash machines. But LOCOG have said that there will be improvements tonight.
So you went to that game on Friday.
Yeah.
Did you queue up for food? All that kind
I
of
didn't
stuff?
Bother. Like, they were sold out of most stuff before the game. There was an hour wait between the two games, and they were sold out of everything an hour before the main game started. So it's a bit.
You'd think that by common sense, if you're hosting two events, you would order twice as much. Because, although I did actually see some of it on the television. The match before, there wasn't that many people in the stadium, and they were all turning up for the main event in the evening. But you just think that it was common sense.
Yeah, there was actually a lot of empty seats around me as well. There was about four rows just completely empty. So whether they just gave up or didn't get in, I don't know.
Thank you, Pete. I'm sorry that your experience at Old Trafford wasn't a good one. In fact, many of Derby County's experiences recently at Old Trafford haven't been great, although I do stretch back to a game back in the late 80s when Derby beat them 2-1 with 10 men. And that was a happy journey back down the M6.